With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has killed California's electric vehicle and emissions rules. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a White House signing ceremony, the president blocked California's first-in-the-nation rule banning the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035.
It's been a disaster for this country.
He also approved measures to overturn state policies curbing emissions from certain vehicles. By eliminating different emission standards in different states, the president said new cars will cost less. Greg Clugston, The White House.
California Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly removed from a Homeland Security news conference after trying to question DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
A Secret Service special agent on Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's detail grabbed Padilla by his jacket and shoved him out of the room. The senator struggled to catch his breath while he was identifying himself. Noem said after the incident,
I think everybody in America would agree that that wasn't appropriate.
The two had a conversation after the news conference. Padilla spoke to reporters shortly after.
If you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cuts, to day laborers.
Noem has promised to move forward with the Trump administration's immigration crackdown across Los Angeles. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The House has voted to cut about $9.4 billion in spending as President Trump's administration looks to follow through on work done by the Department of Government Efficiency when it was overseen by Elon Musk. The package narrowly passed Thursday targets foreign aid programs and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides money for National Public Radio and the Public Broadcasting Service. On Wall Street, the Dow by 101 points. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans think religion still carries weight in this country.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 34% of adults say faith is increasing its influence on life in the U.S. That's still only about a third of the population, but 1 year ago, only 20% believed this. Meanwhile, Gallup reports that a little less than half of Americans say religion is very important in their life, about the same as a year ago. The findings indicate that while religion is in decline here, it still wields a considerable amount of influence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana lawmakers have approved a measure that targets out-of-state doctors and activists who prescribe, sell, or provide abortion drugs to Louisiana residents. State law already allows women to sue doctors who perform abortions on them in this state. This bill expands who can be sued. It's included in those out of state who may be responsible for an illegal abortion. This is SRN News. There are signs war with Iran could be imminent. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson reporting from Jerusalem.
War drums are beating loudly as Middle East observers debate the probability of armed action against Iran's nascent nuclear machine. High on the list of debatables is whether Israel has sufficient military depth to launch a solo preemptive strike. On Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu briefed his cabinet. On the street, Israelis have been admonished to stay close to home. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency has declared Iran non-compliant with nuclear regulations for the first time in 20 years. Adding to the anxiety, Israeli officials warned Tehran could assemble bombs in mere days. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.